the boy Max listening.
Oh wow, what's going on?
It's oh good, man, go ahead.
I watched your first YouTube video, your intro. It's super well done.
I appreciate you, sir.
Yeah.
I was just having a conversation with somebody. Like, I'm kind of conflicted on how I'm trying to find the purest space to come from with the YouTube stuff, which I'm sure you understand as a creator. Like, sometimes it's easy to, especially when you don't know exactly if you haven't found your voice or your angle, your lane. It's like you follow what other people are doing, and then you'll try to kind of twist it and make it your own, but it doesn't ever resonate the same. And I was telling somebody, like, it's so funny because I didn't really realize that until I started doing these, which is ironic because I actually hate talking to people in general, but because I really vibe with, like, it's normal and it's just authentic and it's like effortless. So I'm trying to figure out now how to apply that to the YouTube stuff, but
it's definitely tough, especially when, like, I don't know, like, for me, like, me starting a YouTube channel, I remember years ago, you know, Kenny, he was like, dude, you got to hit him with short films and then do, like, a comedy sketch and then maybe do, like, one day do, like, lifestyle and I talk about, like, beard oil and do all this and that. And it was, like, a great idea, but it kind of just, like, flustered my brain up a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know, I really want to go down this acting, you know, alleyway and just, like, really dive in on that and be, like, taken serious for that. And I feel like with YouTube, it's very normal now for any type of creative to have a YouTube channel, whether you're a painter, whether you're, you know, you do videos or whatnot. But
a couple years ago, it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same, yeah. Now there's like Kevin James. Like, I don't know if you've seen, but Kevin James is going hard right now on YouTube.
I knew he was on there, but I have to check out his content, though.
Yeah, it's really good. It's funny. Him and Will Smith just did a podcast or a Zoom meeting together, and it's super normal now. But it's like, as I was like trying to backtrack on, it's like hard trying to navigate like which area to go into first.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's never no wrong answer. But
true.
You just keep trying things and stuff.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, I think I was just figuring it out right before all of this happened. And most of it, you know, like most people, most of it consisted of being outside in specific places. So now I'm trying to, as I try to get everything into place, I'm trying to pare it down and figure out what the essence of it is and how I can start capturing it now and get that momentum moving forward into whatever's going to happen after this. But also the other thing I realize is, which I'm sure you understand both sides from it, being a creative, being an artist, and also being an actor. For those of us that aren't pursuing acting or being in front of the camera traditionally day in and day out, like, I'll have a lot of ideas. And like, I actually started out years ago before I moved out here. Me and my friends would make funny videos and I would do a lot of that stuff. But it's so hard now just because of whatever mental blocks I have in my mind. And I was just having a conversation with somebody. I think a lot of times innately society is kind of set up to sow those seeds of doubt in ourselves, in our mind. But the beautiful thing about right now is everything and everybody is too busy to tell you that you shouldn't do this or make you second guess yourself. So now it's the perfect time to start really like getting out there and venturing.
Now it's the most beautiful time for a fucking artist to just double down on whatever it is that they want to do or the other things that they want to try. Like, it's like the perfect time. But no, yeah, you said it pretty perfectly with like just kind of making home videos and then like getting together and thinking it's funny and then like maybe like uploading it and then you don't because you're just like, I don't know if I want to put that out there. Like that's what kind of like held me back for like putting out music or starting to put out music is I had this like kind of reputation or like the way people view me as on Instagram is this goofy guy that doesn't take himself too serious, like he's doing the whole acting thing. And for me, like I've always been writing music and recording music, but I feel like something that like held me back or a mental block was like, will people take it serious?
Because
I do take this serious, like the music shit. I start, yo, it's my fucking mic, dude.
That's dope. Yeah. It's so funny because like, I remember seeing years ago, we shot that, episode for the web series And I think you had the mic. Yeah, well, not even that, but who had the guitar? Was that you?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so that always stuck out of my mind. I was like, nobody just, I mean, some people just randomly have the guitar for the play, but like, I mean, play with the ladies, but like,
I just bought it so I could air guitar play, you know, just so I could just, you know,
but like, even if it's only for that, subconsciously, there's always a deeper connection with it.
Totally.
So I was always interested in where you were with that. So when I saw this, I was like, damn. And like, I was like, yeah, that song, and I'll put a link up to it in the description or whatever.
Oh, you're the man. Yeah.
I don't know how YouTube works. If I can put a little snippet, I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Dude, yeah. Put the snippet in. I'm not sure. Yeah, I didn't do any monetization with YouTube. So yeah, you'll
be. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But like, I was like, this is a dope song. Like, I literally had to text you. I'm like, yo, is this you singing?
I won't lie.
I was like, I don't know if he's trolling me right now, and this is just a funny video to somebody else's voice, or if he's really singing.
But no, like, the vocals were dope. Mm-hmm, that was the thing that like people are like, is this you? Is this you? Like,
because of that.
This one girl gave me like.
I was gonna say, with that goofy personality, I was like, it would be Max to be like, oh, we just did this funny thing, or this guy, maybe people believe it. I'm like, I might be part of this inside joke. But no, it's dope though.
No, I appreciate that. No, yeah, I've got, there's this, I don't know how this girl followed me on Instagram. I think my buddy like posted me on his story and she followed me. But she gave me like, she keeps giving me backhanded compliments. Like she's like, I thought you were like, you know, talented, but not that talented. And then she goes, I'm like, thank you, sweet. Right. Thank you. I appreciate it. And then she goes, yeah, maybe I'll share your music. I was like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
That, I was like, but like she I don't know if that's her way of like flirting or talking or whatever. She's done that before though. Yeah. She's done that before though. But yeah, a lot of people were like, is this crazy? Like, which is dope. Like that's a cool thing to see. But I was always like in the back of my head, like, oh, like I really want to like put out music and stuff like that. But will people take it serious? Will people, you know, like it? So now I'm in my head about like, I'm gonna maybe cool it on like all the goofy stuff. And maybe put it in a different direction on social media and not, you know, like I archived a couple posts before I posted that, before I posted like the snippet to the music video. Cause I just, you know.
Well, what I was going to say is it's funny, even in a city like this where everybody, well, a lot of people come out here to pursue their dreams and all of that. It's so funny how we can still become like beholden to other people's perceptions of us. While I get what you're saying about like some stuff we got, you know, times we have to clean up some of our past posts totally, and all of that. Yeah. But also, I don't think you should limit yourself, because if you see, I think it doesn't really matter. You are multi-talented, so one of these things is going to hit. And I think the benefit for most of the really successful people, once people see, oh, I like this person for that, it only benefits them when people say, oh, not only can they do that, they have this. Like, they may sing, but they have this funny, this goofy side. So all I'm saying, don't limit one side just based off of something else. Just find the balance that works for you. I mean, because it's got to work for you first.
Totally, yeah. Like, no, don't shortchange yourself. I'm glad you said that, because it kind of, like, repeats that thing that we put in our head of, like, don't, you know, compare yourself to other people. And I think that's what it kind of is sometimes when like, oh, I kind of want, you look up to this one filmmaker and you want to post more stuff like he does, right? Or you want to like not be as goofy or take yourself more serious, and we can't do that because we are our own person, we are our own human being, you know? And that's what makes us all so special, all of us, you know, creative.
It's so funny, like
I'm glad you told me that because it's like, okay.
Absolutely, bro.
It puts me back into the max.
Yeah.
Gear.
And what I was gonna say is so funny. Like, I just as of late, all these little cliche phrases, like, they resonate more now with me. Like, I was telling myself the other day, they were like, you know, the phrases, "Be you," because everybody else is taken. And I say that to say that.
Oh yeah.
Right now, in your mind, you're comparing yourself to somebody else, and although it's not a good thing to do that, if you blaze your own trail, then somebody else will be watching you. instead of like saying, oh, this person is just like somebody else. And I think that's what I'm trying to figure out, like with my YouTube stuff, is like, okay, like I would watch like a lot of Peter McKinnon. I'm like, okay, I obviously never gonna, don't want to be Peter McKinnon, but like, oh, I could take this and do this and that. But I have to tell myself, do I want to be, oh, this guy is kind of like this, or this guy does all of this, this and that. I can see it. Anybody else being like that person.
Yeah.
And the beauty of it is if we are being ourselves and we're put in that category, then that's a win-win. So
no, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody tries. I mean, everybody kind of gets different inspirations from, you know, people that they look up to and their inspirations. Like, I mean, Kobe was mimicking MJ. LeBron was mimicking MJ and Magic. Like, it all kind of, they study MJ. So it's all kind of, you know, in that boat. And then just trying to make it your own.
So outside of music, how you been spending your quarantine time or your downtime?
Dude, it's
how much of it's been music and how much has been everything else?
It's been more music than anything right now. Just because I'm just in this headspace of now that like I put out the song and I've gotten like some good feedback, I just like wanna push out more tracks. Yeah. So I think I'm just kind of grinding with that. The whole acting thing is, I've gotten a few auditions, which is dope. Mm-hmm.
How do auditions work right now? Are they all just like
they're all self-tape. Okay. Yeah. So no Zooming. If nobody's familiar with like a self-tape, it's, you know, you use your phone, use a camera. Hopefully you have good lighting. You stand. You know, behind like a white wall or, you know, something that's clean and chill, and then have a reader. I've done auditions though where I've recorded the other person's lines because I couldn't find anybody. Yeah. And it's just so shitty though, because the timing's so off and you're not really like in the moment. It's like that's all timed. But so I've been just self-taping but not too many. And the funny thing is, it's like, okay, when these projects do go in production, when do they go in production? Because like, you can't have so many people on a set. When does it get cleared?
Yeah, so trying that to figure people out how
can start being in production. Like I've been listening to Joe Rogan and Chris Lee, and they're like, when are people gonna, or like, when are comedians gonna start doing shows again? Like nobody's gonna want to go to a show with 200.
Yeah, in a small comedy club.
1,200 people. Like, it's weird.
And so. I think out of any, I don't want to say it is a tragedy, but out of any moment of adversity, that's when we see new things come along. So I think a lot of what you'll see come out of this is people learning the new ways to, especially right now with so much technology, to learn how to harness new media. And I don't have any answers, but like for anybody, like for me, of course, like podcasting is perfect. Like I don't need an audience for that. I don't need a live audience for that. So that's another reason why I'm sticking to something like this. But this is the perfect time to figure out, like with digital media, if you know, as an actor, as a producer, like what type of stuff can you produce with minimal people in a set area and then still create content. Like you may see, I've seen a few comedians do it. Just like, I think it was a shtick, like, people wanted to laugh at them, but they were doing like stand-up shows in their living room. And it was almost like they were trying to not be funny. But no, I've seen some try to not be funny and people make that funny. But like the world is, I'm not going to say, well, I mean, the world has changed. And I'm not going to say it's going to be totally changed after this, but this is a perfect time to figure out, like even something as small as barbering, like will we ever be to a point where like you can have full barbershops? Like, you know, that something as simple as that may be changed. So, you know, and that's
crazy.
You can't use technology for that. Like, you can't use this technology.
Yeah, imagine. So, yeah, let me get the fade in the back and just like a razor's just like a razor just like starts levitating and it's just like perfectly just giving me a fire ass fade.
And I always said,
no, yeah, dude, look at my hair, dude. It's hanging right now. It's the longest it's been.
So that's the opposite direction, though. I cut it off.
I'm just gonna keep it going. Oh, you've been cutting yours?
I cut all my hair was like 10 inches long. I was like, you know what? I'm not about to do it.
It's the perfect time to either shave your head or grow.
One extreme of the other, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been kind of before all this on like this like kind of leaning towards minimalism. And even like I've been trying to cut my expenses, and like I pay somebody else to cut my hair, and I was paying them like $50 a cut. I'm like, this is $200+ a month because I was getting cut every week. And then the braids, I'm like, this is like a small car note. So I'm like, that's like $250 I save right there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my roommate, his barber's doing like house calls for $100, which is crazy, including tips.
Money.
And then my roommate's just like, who am I trying to look good for right now? Like, we're not going out. We're not going to the bars. We're not, you know, out.
And that's the thing. Let's say people adopt that mindset moving forward. The beauty industry may change. People may not spend as much money on their upkeep because they realize they can do it themselves.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So something like that. But I mean, but more importantly, like.
And then we all become cavemen.
No. Oh, that'd be terrible. But man, this is the perfect time when you can though to figure out how to use this technology to your advantage, no matter what you want.
Yeah, I mean, you see everybody doing the Instagram Live now that never does Instagram Live. It's all about the streaming and the live streaming.
Absolutely.
Right now.
If I had a bigger audience, I might try it, but I figure right now I can do this where I can edit it.
I don't think I've seen anybody do like a live stream of like a play or even like some improv. Maybe I'll even like think in the back of like getting a couple like buddies and do a live stream of improvising. Yeah. Just doing like
that's improv. That's what I was coming around to. You should absolutely do that. Like, because I feel like
that'd be fun.
I feel like some comedian, I was going to say, it's like some comedian's actually going to do, some entertainer is actually going to do a live stream, live performance. Like you already see it, like with the benefits.
You already see it with the music, and all the artists. The
fundraisers, like these people are doing that. Like we're there. We're literally there, but it's like, how are the smaller creators going to harness it? And once they figure that out, like, then the doors are wide open.
Yeah, that'll be just like some free Broadway shows in your living room or whatever.
You should like look into that improv thing. Like
definitely.
Figure out how to stream.
I mean, it's not like I got work or anything right now.
Right. That's what I tell myself. I'm like, there's plenty for all the stuff we've been talking about doing.
Are you doing house calls for cutting hair, or how's that going?
I've not touched it. Because this is, like, I was just having a conversation. Like, this is... Mm-hmm. It's kind of in a roundabout way. I got everything I asked for. Like my thing is like, I didn't want to be cutting hair, and like, I was spending so much time on it. It was taking away from all the other things I wanted to do. It was like, okay, this has been taken away. Are you really going to do the shit that you said you wanted to do? So even So I've been not only trying to take advantage of doing all this, but like every time it's kind of like, and it's tough because I even had a client that is an actor that he actually came on this, and then he had to do something online for one of his other projects, and he's like, oh, he has a routine every time he has a project audition, he comes to get a haircut for me. So he texted me right after, and I was like, I understand, but like, I made this promise to myself that I wouldn't do it. I'm doing this, like, I'm stepping out on faith, even though I'm not seeing any income right now, and I'm just going to focus on this. And I was like, that kind of puts me in a little bit of a dilemma, and of course the health issues and all that concerns. I was like, I'm really not doing it right now. So I say all that to say, I haven't done it. And though I've somehow been able to survive out here financially in that walk on faith, and it's allowed me to be so productive in the things that I wanted to do. And some things I've learned, like, oh, I wanted to do this and I didn't do it, and I can't make myself do it. But there's been a lot of things that I've had time to be able to do.
In a perfect world,
and nobody wants to hear this from me, I'm trying to figure out how to not go back to cutting hair. I'm obviously going to do it a little bit, but like, I'm trying to see how close I can be to not doing that when I get back, when this goes back to
normal. Yeah. My roommate and I, we went for a walk last Sunday. We got some coffee. We're just walking around, and we're so used to, you know, going to work on a Sunday, you know, and wait tables. And we were by the Culver Steps, and we were just like overlooking like Culver Boulevard, the Culver Hotel and everything. It was just a beautiful, beautiful day on Sunday. And he was like, dude, I'm not going to go back to the restaurant. Like, whenever this happens, like, I'm going to try to hold out on unemployment and try to get a new job. Some, you know, just like not being at that restaurant. Like, I do not want to be there, whether that's being at another restaurant or trying to find a newer job. And I was just like, yeah, dude, like, just being able to walk around on a Sunday with coffee, not having to worry about waiting tables and shit, like, it's it's good, but it's like also, you know, a wake up call to grind and try to not have to go back to old jobs and stuff like that. Have you with this whole thing going on and like trying new things and like working like extremely hard with the podcast and everything, have you found yourself also in a way get kind of complacent with like time, like in just like getting like lazy here and there, or have you been like pretty good, or have you been pretty good with like
I've actually been pretty good. Like I was talking to this young lady, like I've been more disciplined, like with my sleep schedule, with my eating schedule. What I have realized is that I think just in human nature, like we overachieve in the maximization of our time. And I think that's why we get burnt out, because I realized like, yo, I only did these three things today and I feel like I'm done for the day. But like, it may have been like, you know, I edited something, I wrote something, and I worked on something around here. So I wouldn't call it laziness, but I've definitely found the balance. Like, as much as this is work, I found like the ideal work-life balance for me. But no, I've been super disciplined. Like, cause that's the thing. Like, I had sometime last year, I identified, I won't say all the problems, but where all the missteps were that kind of got me to the point that I was in. And I've been kind of working over the last 6 months to kind of walk myself off of that ledge. And you know, like I was working less hours. I've been cutting my expenses, just trying to create more time. So this is like that little glimpse of like what life would be like if I'd gotten to that point. So now it's like, it's kind of like the, in a positive way, it's like the ghost of Christmas future or whatever. It's like, it's showing me how things could be in a positive way. So now it's like, okay, I know how much I need to work. I know what it feels like when I push myself past this point, because normally like we just get in that hustle and bustle. It's like, okay, we got to work to this point because it's not our choice. So now it's like, okay, now it's a bigger thing. It's like, okay, what expenses can I cut? Which I was already in that mindset, but like moving forward, it's like, what expenses can I cut so that I don't have to work past this amount of time? And then what can I do with my time to make sure that I'm healthy physically, mentally, inside and out, and I can work on these things. Whereas before, a lot of my life was dictated by the place that I worked. It's like, okay, is it in proximity to this? And that was my source of income, you know? So everything kind of, as much as every time I've moved further away from there, it still came back to that. And not to say that I won't still be there when this goes back, but like now it's like, okay, make everything revolve around the life that you want. So I'm to the point now where like I have a decent one bedroom. And for the last year or so, I've known that ideally it would be nice to have a two bedroom so I could have all my normal living space and then dedicate that second bedroom to just all this production stuff. So not to say that I'll be jumping to a two bedroom anytime soon, especially in LA, but now I know the steps that I'm going to take are going to put what I'm trying to get to and what I'm trying to build, make that be the center of it all. And then everything else just has to work around that.
Yeah. You're working towards that manifesting. Yeah.
Have you, real quick, and it ties into this, I know I got to go on a few, but have you been watching season 3 of Westworld or Devs?
Bro, I watched, I don't have HBO, and I was like streaming Westworld about like a year ago.
Right.
And I was on some website and it just like was buffering like for so long, and I was just over it. I was like, I'm just like done. But you know what? I started watching Curb.
I gotta get back on that.
Hilarious. I think I binged like 8 episodes the other night. I was like, this is fucking hilarious.
Oh, absolutely.
It's and then I was binging Entourage over again. And then I hate to admit this, but I started watching. Have you seen the promo or a trailer for Too Hot to Handle on Netflix? It's that new dating show.
No.
New dating show, but it's like they lose money if they hook up with people and shit.
No, I'm gonna find that. That actually sounds cool. I'm gonna find that right now.
But I was being a little bitch just watching some reality dating TV the other night.
Hey, you gotta get your escape. Well, no.
I see why it's so easy, because like most of it's so stupid, And there's a lot of girls on there too. So you just you just find yourself watching it.
Yep. Judging by the
But it's so dumb. It's so easy to binge because you're like, ah, this is why reality TV is so addicting.
Yep. No, what I was gonna say with those shows is there's these people find themselves on their loops. Well, in Westworld, which I'm sure you see part of Westworld.
I heard Westworld, though, great season one. Season two was just a little confusing or, like, a little hard to, like,
understand. Oh, yeah, it was very confusing. Season three is dope, though. But, no, okay. As I was going to say, it's like I feel like we get – and it's like, you know, all the correlations, the Matrix and all that, you kind of get stuck in this loop. So using that as a reference, like, I'm definitely trying to figure out how to break myself out of my loop. So I can get to that.
Yeah.
These things. Like I said, this is the worst circumstances, but this is the best scenario I could have found myself in. You know,
yeah. Sometimes you just gotta break barriers and just like start new ones, like start new revenues, shit like that. Like I started like going for walks in the morning, and
oh, for sure,
bro. I don't know, just like opened up a new headspace where like I feel way more creative and not as like blocked. About like a week and a half ago, Spectrum, our internet, won't work. We called them, like, yeah, there's some crack or like some bug that's happening. People haven't had it for a couple weeks. Like, we're trying to figure it out. So I've been having to use Hotspot, and it's horrible. Like, the internet's so bad. So I can't even really stream anything right now. Like, it sucks. Like, it blows, especially for... You know what's happening right now in quarantine.
Yeah,
like,
I was telling somebody.
It'd be nice to have you lost your internet.
Yeah, you lost internet right now. That would be so.
And we still don't have it. So I've been using Hotspot, and it's just it's so annoying. But that's been my quarantine life for the last 2 weeks. Like, just trying to figure out this.
Damn, bro. Yeah, I feel for you on that. If I didn't have internet, I would be losing my mind right now. Actually, right when this started, I like downloaded 50 movies off my iTunes library just in case I lost internet.
There you go.
So I'd have something, but yeah, bro, that's a tough one. So what's your next thing you're working on moving forward? Is it going to be music?
Music.
Where can we find you? Give me the socials.
So the socials, I'm debating whether or not to change my Instagram name to It's The Boy Max, but right now it is at Max W. Marshall. If you want to check out my music, only one song, you can look up The Boy Max. My first single is called Be Okay. It's out on all streaming platforms, so iTunes, Apple, Spotify, heck, even SoundCloud, you know. Mm-hmm. You could even use it in TikTok and all that. So,
bro,
Max W. Marshall.
I told this to somebody else. You are another person. I don't know what you should do on there, but you should be killing the game on TikTok. Especially now that you have the music aspect too.
Yeah. I need to just strap in and just focus and shoot these comedy sketches on TikTok, because it's like
it's a huge platform. I don't know what I would do, but like for somebody like you, you're a little closer to the age group. Like, you act, you're funny, you sing. Like, it's made for you.
Yeah. I need to grind more on that. Because, I mean, you hear even Gary Vee talking about how everybody should be on TikTok, even if you're 45.
He's been talking about it for a minute, and I'm just like,
He's been talking about it for a minute, and I didn't see it coming either. And now he's talking about LinkedIn's about to pop up. I'm like, what are we going to be doing with LinkedIn? I'm going to trust him too. I'm going to hop back on LinkedIn.
Yeah, bro. Well, man, I'm going to get out of here.
Brother, it was great talking to you.
Send me your socials so I can put it in the actual description. And
yes, sir.
Great talking.
You got
Keep
it.
Music.
Yeah.
Don't quit the comedy.
I won't. No, yeah. That was just me overthinking it, me getting in my own head. But no, yeah. I'm glad that you pointed that out, because now I'm just going to go down.
All right, bro.
Go down my lane.
I'll be
All right,
looking
brother.
For you on TikTok.
Yes, you will. All right, brother.
All right, bro. I'll see you. All right. Thank you.
Peace. Yes, sir.